92.5 The River, Bob Stewart, live in the River Music Hall with Granddaddy. They're here, and they're doing a River show tonight at the Paradise. Granddaddy's latest CD, which is their second, by the way, on V2 Records, is called The Software Slump. It's in stores now. Granddaddy, welcome to the River Music Hall, you guys. Give yourselves a round of applause. There you go. That too. All right. Well, first of all, let's introduce all the members of the band here, first off. We'll start with you. You're the one talking. That makes a but people should know. I'm in another booth here, so we're having a translator translate all this so they can understand the English language. I just made that up. You guys are from California. You're understanding everything I'm saying, I think. I hope.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I talking to Jason Little right now?
Yeah.
Jason, it's good to have you. You're like the front guy for the band. You're the main songwriter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's see. You're the great vocals, by the way.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, vocals, guitars, keys, right? Play keyboards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why don't you intro the other guys you have with you, Jason?
Jim Fairchild on guitar. Uh-huh. And Kevin Garcia, vocals and bass, and little drum machine, and Tim on keyboards, and he taps his foot a lot, and Aaron Birch on drums. Well, I don't know.
Cool. Well, you guys brought a lot of gear with you, so we're very excited to hear what you're going to sound like. Now, Jason, I know Granddaddy has been around since 1992. You credit the band's survival, and I'm quoting you now, to its strong infrastructure. Can you elaborate on that and give us a little history of the band?
We've all just been friends for a while, and it wasn't very much of a sort of pieced together kind of situation like a lot of bands. It's kind of like a dating service sort of situation, but it really wasn't the case with us. We just kind of came together in a more natural procedure than I think a majority of other bands do.
Great. Now, the stylings of your songs are very interesting. I find your music at times to be sad. These are the adjectives I wrote down. Interesting stylings. Sad, peaceful, eerie, and mysterious. And the subjects of your songs are very intriguing. For instance, you write about electronic components and dead household appliances dumped along country roads and homeless people with mobile phones. Really, really interesting subject matter. Where do you get your song ideas from, your writing ideas from?
Just traveling around and keeping my eyes open. And I mean, this is all stuff that exists. It's there for the taking and there for the documenting, I suppose.
Well, you're a perceptive observer / philosopher, and I just found a lot of your takes on what's around us very interesting, and makes a lot of sense at the way you look at things, Jason. That's my feeling.
If it comes in a compliment, then thank you, but it's kind of weird to talk about.
Oh. Well, okay. Well, why don't we have you sing about it then?
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Okay.
All right, it's Granddaddy live in the River Music Hall. So what are you going to do for us right now?
We're going to do a song called Hewlett's Daughter.
Hewlett's Daughter, great song. Granddaddy from their CD Software Slump. It's 92.5 The River.